This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Tiki and Tierney here, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. Let's get to the NBA draft tonight. And on the line is Odyssey NBA insider Ryan McDonough. Insider calls brought to you by Shelby Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Ryan, big day. You jacked up. How you feeling, buddy? Welcome back to the show.
Brandon, I'm doing great. It's always good to be on with you. And it seems like just yesterday you and I were doing a show together on the Odyssey family of networks for the NBA draft. I guess that was way back in mid-November, but here we are again in late July and doing it again. And for all the listeners who didn't hear that show last year, Brandon was adamant the New York Knicks should draft Tyrese Halliburton, the guard out of Iowa State. They did not. They drafted Obi Toppin, much to his dismay. So, Brandon, you have receipts and you have a witness that you wanted Halliburton over Toppin.
I'm not trying to hate on Toppin, but boy, oh boy, Halliburton was what I thought he would be, and Toppin didn't do a whole lot. So, in addition to being our insider here at Odyssey, obviously, Ryan, with on the resume, former Suns GM, you know, take us inside of a. I know that the NBA war room is very different from an NFL war room, but before I actually get specific to some players, take us inside of the war room on draft night. How many voices are speaking? How many voices actually have juice? Is there one scout that represents the entire scouting community? Like, how does it work in the NBA?
Good question, Brandon. And it differs franchise to franchise. In fact, it differs in different time periods in the history of a franchise. Usually the top people involved, I think your listeners can probably guess who they are, but depending on the organization, it's the owner, depending on how much or how little he wants to be involved. The GM and or president. Some teams have a president and a GM. Some teams just have one guy fill that role in the head coach. And then the top few people on the front office side in particular, whether that's assistant GMs, vice presidents, things like that, that's usually the group. So it's anywhere from 3 to 5 people with significant voices. At the end of the day, the way it works from my experience is the owner has the override and the veto if he or she wants to use it. But you're hoping, you're relying mainly on your front office, because your scouting department in particular are the guys who have evaluated these people all year long. That's why they travel all over the globe and put in work, not only year-round, but for years building up to this night. So you hope you have a good group and you rely on their recommendations and, yep, and end up picking the right guys.
Gotcha. I think this is a really, really good draft. And I know that there's no Zion, or at least on paper, or LeBron, or Patrick Ewing from 1985. I get that, Ryan. But, I mean, there are all sorts of names. The depth is incredible. I really like this crop of players on a, maybe if you can, maybe let's say the last 20 years. I mean, is this a draft that jumps out, or am I overstating what this draft could be?
It's in the top 5 for me. I don't think you're overstating it. Brandon, I started in the league in 2003, so I've been doing this for almost 20 years now between the team side and the media side, and mm-hmm. I think in that time period, over the last 2 decades, this is in the top 5 of those 19 or 20 drafts. I like the high-end talent. I think the top 4 guys in particular have a chance to be excellent. I think tonight will likely go according to form with Cade Cunningham to Detroit, Jalen Green to Houston, Evan Mobley to Cleveland, and then Jalen Suggs to Toronto, and maybe Scotty Barnes to Orlando as well. I think those top 4 guys in particular have a chance to be stars, all-stars, and really good players in the league for a long time. But the reason it's good, in addition to high-end talent, is what you mentioned. It's also a very deep draft. I think there's a lot of talent in the 20s. Guys would be available in that late first round, maybe even early second round range, and that's what makes it a good draft. If there are stars who come out of the top, and if there are a bunch of good players up and down the board, and I think that's the way years from now when we look back on the 2021 draft, that's the way it'll be viewed.
I love it. We're talking to our buddy Ryan McDonough, Odyssey NBA Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Shelby Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. NBA draft tonight. I'm all jacked up. My Knicks have a couple of the first round picks. There could be some trades. There'll definitely be trades at some point. Whether or not they come to fruition tonight, you know, that's another thing that could really make this incredible theater, whether it's Ben Simmons, whether it's Bradley Beal, whether it's Damian Lillard. I mean, do you expect a big trade tonight, Ryan?
I don't. No, I think those top guys, especially Lillard in Portland and Beal in D.C., are going to remain with their teams.
You do?
Let me put it a different way. I think the only reason the only way those guys get traded is if they stand on the table and demand a trade.
Yeah.
The teams don't want to trade franchise players in their primes. Those guys have not done that yet, so I don't see the Blazers or Wizards proactively trading Lillard or Beal. I don't think they're at that point yet. In fact, I think they're going to go the other way, especially in Portland, and try to do everything they can to build around Damian Lillard. I do think Simmons is the most likely guy to get traded, but I think, you know, if I were to guess, Brandon, that's going to happen later on this offseason if it happens before training camp starts, because it seems like the asking price is astronomical at this point. I understand why Philly's front office would want a James Harden-like return for him, but he's not a James Harden-like player. That's not realistic for Ben Simmons. So I think until Philly drops their asking price, which I'm anticipating probably won't be tonight. It could be, but if I had to bet on it, I'd say it'd be sometime after tonight. I think Simmons remains in Philadelphia, because I don't see a team giving Philly a bunch of, you know, good draft picks and pick swaps and young players for Simmons. He hasn't played to that level, and he doesn't bring that kind of value in this market.
I do agree with that he's not worth whatever. That, I mean, four first-round picks, I mean, three swaps, and with Morey with the Spurs, you got to be kidding me. He can't even shoot a layup at this point. I wouldn't do that. I'm going to push back in this regard. I hear you about Beal and Lillard, they're both very different caliber players than Simmons. They're incredible, and Simmons is a mess right now. But if you're being honest as an organization, like, let's face it, unless you can find a way to move McCollum and do some other things, but they will never win a championship ever with Damian Lillard, because the West is too good. And you know, as the Warriors are going to be better. LeBron's going to get some more help. Zion's going to get some help. John Morant's going to get some help. I mean, there's teams on the come. The Suns are going to be terrific with Booker. And then I look in the Western Conference, I'm like, the Wizards stink. So, and I know he's a couple of years younger than Damian Lillard, but the timelines for both Portland and Washington, if they're honest with themselves, they absolutely should trade those guys, because they're not going to win with them.
Well, here's the reality of the situation, and this is applicable to almost all 30 teams, is from a front office and coaching perspective, if you're looking around the room saying, if we trade these guys, this is going to be a multi-year rebuild. Are we going to make it through to the other side? And that's just the reality of it. Now, I agree with what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. I don't see a way the Wizards or Blazers can get to championship potential level in the short term, but that's not the way every team operates, Brandon. I think it is the way they should operate.
Yep.
But I'll give you an example. What we did in Phoenix was completely tear it down to the ground and start to build it back up, and then our group got axed. So I bring it up because not a lot of people are willing to put themselves in that position or take that level of risk where you try to plummet to the bottom and then build back up. We did it in Phoenix. We didn't get to see it through, but that's why a lot of people are hesitant to do it, because when you do that, historically, you don't hold on to your job for as long.
Listen, that makes sense. Self-preservation is a very powerful motivation. Understood. So that's Ryan McDonough, former GM of the Suns. He's our Odyssey NBA insider with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. I've been saying for a couple of weeks there was a lot of rumblings where the Rockets are motivated, very motivated, to move from 2 to 1. I don't think that's going to happen. I think Cade's going to be a Piston. But should the Pistons have anything to really consider? Like, is Cade Cunningham would you take Cade Cunningham first? Like, is that a... I know that they will take him if they don't trade it, but is there a discussion for somebody else, in your opinion?
I think there's a discussion for two guys, for Jalen Green and Evan Mobley, in addition to Cade Cunningham. I slightly lean toward Green. I think Green has the offensive potential, the shooting and scoring ability to be among the league leaders. See, I think he's that talented offensively. The guy put up close to 20 points a game in the G League. He shot 36% from three. And keep in mind, playing for the G League Ignite, they're using the NBA line. So
yes.
This kid, it really popped when I watched the games on TV. And then when I broke down the film, he's got big-time offensive talent. So see. I don't think this is a runaway, you know, no-brainer draft where there's a LeBron James or Anthony Davis or somebody at the top who's so far ahead of the pack. I do think it really was a discussion in Detroit. It ended how you and I thought it would with Cade Cunningham. But I bring it up because if I'm Houston, I'm not giving up a ton of value to try to go from 2-1 because I'm not so certain that Jalen Green won't be a better player than Cade Cunningham. I think it has a chance to be really close between those guys. And so I think the order holds, and the top teams in the top three or four, the top three in particular, Detroit, Houston, and Cleveland are really placing a premium on those picks. But I also don't see somebody coming up with a over-the-top offer just to move up slightly because of how good those top three guys are.
I got you. I've got one more for you. Again, that's Ryan McDonough, our Odyssey Sports NBA insider, former Suns GM. Let me just get this out there. I don't even know if you saw this or heard about this, Ryan. You may have, but this just broke on the Philadelphia Inquirer site. Sixers beat man Keith Pompey, good source. I know Real GM had this as well. No surprise, but I'm just reporting something that just went down. The Warriors reject the 76ers' offer of Ben Simmons for Wiseman, Wiggins, number seven, number 14, and two future firsts. No kidding. I wouldn't give up half of that. So, I mean, they are asking for the moon. That is pure insanity, but I just want to let people know that happened. Okay, final thing for you, Ryan, or reportedly happened. Which team has the most pressure to nail it tonight, and why?
That's a good question. I think Golden State is under some pressure. That may sound a little counterintuitive, but they were the best team in the league, one of the best teams in NBA history for a 5 or 6 year period from about 2014 to 2019, in that range there. They've not been in the playoffs the last couple of years. They have three stars who are probably headed to the Hall of Fame someday. Curry and Thompson certainly are. I think Draymond will join them as well. But those guys are in their 30s. Wiseman had an up and down year. I think relative to expectations, he underperformed last year. So they have two lottery picks. They have a sky-high payroll with limited financial flexibility, and they have a lot of short-term pressure to win now before those guys, especially the great Steph Curry, ages out of his prime, and they're no longer competitive a few years from now.
Ryan, enjoy the draft, man. Great conversation, great information. That's Ryan McDonough. That is our Odyssey NBA Insider. Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, Brandon.
You got it. And again, Ryan, Insider Coles, brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. We know life is busy. Come to Shell, fill up. Save up and snack up to make the most of the stop that you need to make.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.